Welcome to Back Porch Pilgrimage, Episode 11. Thank you for joining me on the journey. 1 year ago today, I was in the city of León. Notice that sentence, in León. For the first time since I had started walking, I took a day off. I had walked 19 days straight and covered almost 300 miles. I spent the day doing nothing in particular, just wandering around a wonderful city, touring the spectacular cathedral, and reconnecting with a couple of my friends who I had not seen since I left Burgos 8 days earlier. After a full 24 hours without the constant weight of my pack on my back, my creaky knees felt better. All of my clothes got machine washed and dried, so they smelled better. Because I'd splurged for a private room, I got the most sleep of any of the previous nights since leaving Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port. All in all, the rest day came at the right time for me. As I looked back at the online journal I kept while walking the Camino, I read these lines I had written after taking my rest day in León. I won't make any grand pronouncements about how I will change my ways once I get back to work. I know myself too well to do such a thing. But one thing is for sure, I'm going to do my best to cease measuring myself against the American cultural mandate which equates productivity with self-worth. I wish I could say I've been successful in sticking with that commitment to myself. The truth is, I've struggled. My work, like everyone else's, I suspect, can be a never-ending stream of to-dos. And I know it's cliché, but there are always more to-dos than got-dones. Before the shelter-in-place order here in Wisconsin, I felt like I was getting further and further behind every day. And while I felt I was pushing harder, I just kept losing ground. Now, after 2 months of sheltering in place, I'm not sure I've made much progress, and I know I'm not alone. The truth is, there is always more to do. There is always one more thing. Urgency and the adrenaline kick it provides seem to be one of our socially acceptable drugs. For all of our alleged progress, we still can't accept our own limitations of time, energy, and focus. Just because nearly everything in our society can run 24/7 doesn't mean we can. The other day I came across a passage from Maya Angelou's book, Wouldn't Take Nothing for My Journey Now. The quote sort of appeared just when I needed most to read it. Funny how that works. Maya writes, "Every person needs to take one day away, a day in which one consciously separates the past from the future. Jobs, family, employers, and friends can exist one day without any of us. And if our egos permit us to confess, they could exist eternally in our absence. Each person deserves a day away in which no problems are confronted, no solutions searched for. Each of us needs to withdraw from the cares which will not withdraw from us." Amen. A day away is not a luxury, it is a necessity for our spiritual, emotional, and physical well-being. Today, I am gratefully remembering a glorious day of rest in León, and I am recommitting myself to a real day off every week for no other reason than I need one. And I suspect you could use one too. Keep walking. But don't forget to take time every now and again to put your feet up and take a rest.